It's the Riding the Wild Bubble podcast. 7-minute musings on music, art, books, film, fashion and food, spirituality and recovery, and the occasional song. Never scripted, always real, fly on the fly. And I'm your host, Knox Bronson, accomplished roué, musician, artist, writer, and builder of gardens. Welcome. Well, hi. You may wonder where I've been. Maybe not. Maybe you have not thought about it at all. I was finishing my book. I finished the first and the second draft and sent it to my agent in New York City yesterday. So the book I had 27,000 words of 20 years ago. I just wrote another 40,000 words in the past 5 months. And then edited them, rewrote them. Had an editor friend look at the whole thing and tell me, he made some suggestions how to tighten it up and stuff. He said it's really weird. And it is. It's the story of, he said you have 3 books, actually. You have a memoir. You have a recovery memoir. You also have your days on the road in L.A. and heading out of Oakland and selling honey bun spanking kits and all of that. I guess it all started with an article I wrote for Salon.com back in 1999. They were looking for a new male romance writer, and I thought, well, I'm the man. And I wrote them 3 articles. One of them was called The Gentlemanly Art of Spanking, which is also the name of the book. And it was about how I discovered, thanks to a girlfriend, that, some women like to be spanked. And then so I started sort of asking my friends and stuff and looking into it a little bit and finding out that most women like to be spanked. And anyway, the article got a huge, huge response. And I got tons of email. And a couple of years later, I thought, well, I'll make honey bun spanking hits, put it online and sit back and count the money and then spend the rest of my time making music. Didn't work that way. It's sort of a road book, and there is certainly a bunch about, getting sober and stuff like that. But a lot of fun experiences, some serious stuff too. And it's an odd book. My agent is a really high-powered one, and she wanted to sign me back then when she was a junior agent, and it's a good thing because the 27,000 words I wrote back then were pretty not good. I mean, there was some good stuff in there, but I was kind of half crazy. I was sleeping in my car half the time down in L.A. trying to pretend everything was all right and still trying to make honey bun work, which was never going to happen. So anyway, it's sort of a huge relief. It's kind of a weird feeling, because I've been doing nothing except writing in my spare time for the past 5 months and trying to figure out how to make it all work and, writing nearly every day. That's how you get something written. You have to write every day. I mean, it's how you get anything done. You have to do it every day. And now that it's done and in her hands, let's cross fingers, send some positive energy that way, will you, please? I'm back to music, and I'm working on my next album, which I am really excited about, because I spent, the past few years doing just pretty much acoustic music for quite a while, but I'm going to get back into the whole new electronic thing that's happening, and really looking forward to it. You know, what it's going to be like. So that's it for now. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe somewhere. And if you would leave a review somewhere, preferably positive, I would really appreciate it. This is Knox, riding the wild bubble with you forever.